Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
As a Christian community, we have a real opportunity to support local Christian education. We are challenging everyone that hears this message to step out in faith, and let's see what God can accomplish when we all work together. Be a champion for Champion. We are part of the North Valley Community Foundation's Annie B fundraiser. It runs from now until September 30th, and donations are partially matched. So donate at nvcf.org today. And be a champion for Champion.
Hi, this is Andrea.
And this is Cherie.
Are your trees sick?
If so, they need certified arborist Mark Wesley, your local tree doctor.
We have the most scientific technology in our area. M&S Wesley Tree Service can diagnose and treat your trees and write the proper prescription to keep your trees healthy for years to come.
Call M&S Wesley for your free consultation today. 855-899-TREE. That's M&S Wesley Tree Service at 855-899-TREE. M&S Wesley, your local tree doctor.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387, 877-7387.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
To the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
And good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. We've been talking this week about cohabitation, and we're pretty sure, talking yesterday, Pastor Donald Jordan of the Community Church of the Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church made it pretty clear that it's not something we're supposed to be doing, but we do it anyway. Today we have on, from The Growing Place, Gidi Hansen. Gidi's going to be a regular guest on our show. She's been on before. She's a marriage and family therapist, registered intern. And she's been doing this now for a couple of years, and she comes from a Christian perspective. And we also will be giving her number out periodically during the show, so that we've had people who have listened and like what she says and thinks that they could be a help to her, and they've called her up privately and have gotten some help. And so if you're one of those people that has some issues that you want to deal with, you might be dealing with this particular issue, we certainly invite you to give Gidi a call. We'll be giving that number momentarily. But Gidi, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is something that is almost commonplace nowadays, where people live together and people just accept it. And of course, you come from a Christian perspective as a therapist, as a family therapist in turn. So When people do these issues ever come up? What are the ramifications, long term and short term, of somebody of couples who are living together before they're married?
Well, one of the long term ramifications is the ideal of marriage and the standard of marriage have become confused. So what I mean by that is we used to have a standard of measure of marriage. So that this is the way people are supposed to live. Now, we fall short of the standard. We know that, and then we repent. But when we turn the idea of chastity into an ideal that is unreachable and untenable, we've let go of the standard of marriage. We've let go of the demand upon us to live according to God's law. And now what we're doing is we're turning it into a fairy, airy dream in the sky. You know, we can't do it, so we'll just live like the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen is, you know, there's no difference between the church and the world with abortion. There's no difference between the church and the world with marriage, remarriage, and divorce. And we've let go of the standard of marriage, and we've created an ideal that then we call is unrealistic. And I think that is a grave, grave issue, because we're supposed to be the light and the salt. And if we don't follow what we profess, who's going to follow it?
What are some of the problems that deal with people who come in? You probably have clients who will come in, and you can't give too much details because you need to protect their privacy. But generally speaking, what kind of issues develop when somebody comes in who has been living together and their relationship goes bad? Maybe they got married. The people who say it's okay will say, well, you know, it's like taking a car out for a drive. You have a test drive. Let's see if it works. See if and it sounds it's kind of crass, but they mean it sincerely. Let's see if this works out. See if we're compatible. See if we could live to get, you know, get married and see if it works. And then if it does, then we won't make a mistake in getting married. And so it sounds, even though maybe their intentions are perfectly good and perfectly reasonable argument.
Right. Well, first of all, as a counselor, I'm not supposed to impose my own standards and values on my clients.
Right.
So I meet them where they are. So when they say, we want to see if this works, I might say, well, how many times have you been married?
Mm-hmm.
And have you cohabitated before marriage each time? And mm-hmm. how did it work? Mm-hmm. Is it working to live with the person beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it kind of like you use the example of a car? You look at another human being like a car,
yes.
and I'm going to use you, and I'm a consumer. Mm-hmm. When I get tired of you, or you don't run well, or I don't like you, mm-hmm. then I'll just trade you in for the latest model.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken the covenant of marriage, which is a sacrament. It's the only sacrament not connected to the fall or sin. It existed before the fall. Every other sacrament is a result of the fall. Baptism, confession, confirmation, ordination. We wouldn't have needed any of those if there had not been a fall. But marriage is forever.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage to Christ is our eternal destiny. So it's a holy, sacred thing. And when we treat it lightly and we treat it like buying a new car, we're going to pay the consequences.
So when people come to you for marital advice, what are the issues that you contend with? Do you find that many of them are people who have been married prior, or been living together prior to
almost
getting married?
Everybody I see has had multiple marriages, has had cohabitation. It's just become the norm. And they go to church and they love Jesus, but they've really like caved in. They've really become worldly in that area. And then they're wondering, why isn't it working?
Well, what are the areas that are most affected by living together before marriage? Is it economic issues or sexual issues or raising kids issues?
Well, the thing is, when we live together before marriage, we don't have the blessing of God. We don't have the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have what binds us together. Marriage is Christ and the husband and the woman in a holy union and a holy covenant. And when we take Christ out of it, we take marriage out of it, we're basically on our own trying to make something work that was never meant to work without God.
I'm speaking with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. They're located over at 1074 East Avenue. If you need some issue, if you're having issues or family issues, family planning issues, or marital problems, or any of the kind of addictions that you'd like to share or concerns, give her office a call. Their number is 588-0448. We'll continue our chat with Gidi after this.
Thrivent Financial for Lutherans helps make preparing for retirement easy. How? It all comes down to smart, simple strategies. That means no overly ambitious savings goals, just doable, manageable solutions to help you retire more comfortably, no matter what your means. Smart, simple, doable. Just ask any of our nearly 3 million members. In Chico, your Thrivent Financial representative is Daniel Cluas. Call 530-321-4059. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
As a Christian community, we have a real opportunity to support local Christian education. We are challenging everyone that hears this message to step out in faith, and let's see what God can accomplish when we all work together. Be a champion for Champion. We are part of the North Valley Community Foundation's Annie B fundraiser. It runs from now until September 30th, and donations are partially matched. So donate at nvcf.org today. And be a champion for Champion.
Hello, and welcome to our show.
I'm Scott Ulrich.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
Join us each weekday at 12:30 p.m. for our show, Chico Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
So join us at 12:30 Monday through Friday here on KKXX for Chico Now.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on The Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
Gidi Hansen is a marriage and family therapist, registered intern. She is a... at the Growing Place over on East Avenue, great organization. It's sort of run as a nonprofit. They provide help, and if you're able to afford to get some counseling, it's much less costly than going through a traditional counselor or psychiatrist or psychologist. If you have issues that might be smaller in nature or even large in nature, my family has utilized their services. It's a wonderful organization, and I would recommend it. They come from a Christian viewpoint, although that does not necessarily have to mean that if you're not a Christian, you can't go there to get help. They do not impose their religious beliefs on anybody, but if you are a person of faith, this would definitely be a place to go because it's a little less costly, and they provide the same services, the same kind of effort, but they do it if you choose faith-based. And we'll adapt to your faith. They're located at 1074 East Avenue, and we're speaking to Gidi Hansen about what happens now that people have lived together. And they go, okay, I got all my stuff here. You know, I've got my dishes, I got my computer, I got my clothes. You know, I got my whole life is here. Is it realistic to say, okay, we made a mistake living together? What are we going to do now? What should people do at that point, Gidi?
Well, it depends on what they want to do. It depends on what their belief system is. So if they're Christians and they're under conviction and they feel, you know, we made a big mistake, well, you know, it's not the unforgivable sin.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with any sin that we commit, we repent.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to move out. I know it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You make plans to get married.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to, you know, let go of the dream wedding. You know, we've been saving for 3 years and we still mm-hmm. don't have enough money. So you may have to let go of that.
Mm-hmm.
I know of couples that have been cohabitating for economic reasons, but they sleep in separate bedrooms and they really do keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when God is there, you have grace.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to do things that you can't do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And His grace is there. And that's also the big difference between cohabitation and marriage.
Well, so cohabitation in and of itself is not necessarily a sin as long as there's no sexual activity going on. If you're saying we're sleeping in different rooms and we're just going to live under the same house, under the same roof, there's nothing necessary. There might be temptation, but that it heightens the temptation.
It heightens. And then this word says, you know, to avoid even the very appearance of evil.
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to make people think things maybe
right.
they shouldn't be thinking. If that is happening, it should only be on a very temporary basis.
Right.
And it's like taking the alcoholic to the bar every night and saying, you know, don't drink.
Uh-huh.
It's a terrible situation, but if you're in it, there are solutions.
So a couple comes to you that is living together,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to talk about the religious aspects of it
mm-hmm.
because they say, we're not really real faith-based people. We don't really want to go into that. We still want some guidance on here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still make the suggestion? Maybe you shouldn't live together.
No.
You can't even say that. But even if you say
no.
It's not for religious reasons, you still can't say, maybe it's best to just keep... You know,
if they were fighting like dogs and cats mm-hmm. day and night, I might say you might need to separate and take a break from each other
right.
while each of you work on your own issues.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I would never tell clients who are not faith-based that they should adapt to my faith.
Right. Well, I'm not saying adapt to your faith.
But, yeah.
But even say adapt to the idea that maybe you got, yeah, I should separate.
You know, if there was trouble that I could point to in the relationship, that it's bad for them, what they're doing to each other, they're abusing each other, and they might need to separate for a time, then I would say, yeah, do that. But I'd have to enter into their world and their belief system to give them counsel, and I would, and I am not prejudiced against non-believers at all.
Right. What are the problems that ultimately are involved with couples when they come in? What are the issues they're dealing with that are paramount, that we go, okay, this is the problem here? Is it usually maybe something in somebody's background that goes way back?
Oftentimes.
That carries into the future?
You know, we call it baggage. Mm-hmm. We come into a relationship, all of us, myself included, and I have all this baggage from the past, and then my husband comes into the marriage or my boyfriend comes into the cohabitation with all his baggage from the past. And basically, we're not seeing each other. We're reacting to our baggage. So we deal, in therapy, we deal with communication issues. We deal with self-awareness issues to realize, okay, I had an anger issue long before I met this woman. So I can't keep blaming her for making me angry. I had anger issues as a kid. I had anger issues as an adolescent. I had anger issues in my first marriage. I had anger issues in my second marriage.
Right.
And so now I'm still having them. I can't blame it on her. I have to take responsibility for my own stuff. And so we teach them how to communicate, how to take responsibility, and then conflict resolution. We give them tools to how to resolve these conflicts, how to recognize when I'm triggered, how to recognize what to do to self-soothe, how to walk away when things are escalating.
You know, one of my favorite films, I'm sure you've seen it, Ordinary People. And I'm always moved by that movie. I'm always touched by it very deeply. And I remember the scene where Donald Sutherland comes in and talks to Hirsch. And I want to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
And what it is that you come into something thinking, you know, I don't need a counselor. I don't need any help. I've never had to go through this. But then you find out, boy, there may have been something I wasn't even aware of. And we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm speaking to Gidi Hansen. She's with The Growing Place. If you could use her services or your family member could use her services, give her a call, 588-0448. Gidi Hansen, 588-0448. We'll be right back.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with...
Robert, I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are three convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com. Nothing more than strangers
passing by out home. This is Jessica Wilkerson, one of your hosts of Chico Now. I just wanted to let you know that starting on Monday, September 15th, and every Monday thereafter, I want you to call into the show to talk to me about your parenting, family, and relationship struggles for a new segment called Helping People. I have a master's degree in counseling psychology and earn a living as a marriage and family therapist intern under the supervision of a licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm bringing that expertise to KKXX and Chico Now every Monday afternoon at 12:30. Tune in and call me at 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air.
When I'm feeling down, it really makes me feel a lot better.
You found Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
I'm speaking with Gidi Hansen, a marriage and family therapist registered intern here in Chico. and she helps people with issues. She can, if you are a person of faith, help you battle those issues from that perspective. Always a good thing. And if you're not a person of faith, you happen to be tuning in right now, but you still want some help, you can still contact her, and no one's going to point a finger and flash a cross in front of your face and quote Bible scripture, unless you're a person of faith and that's something you would like to go from that perspective. Her number is 588-0448. Dee Dee Hansen with The Growing Place. Going into the break, I was talking about a movie that always touches me, Ordinary People, and one of the scenes that always strikes me is the father, Donald Sutherland, is trying to help his son who tried to commit suicide. His brother had died in a boating accident. It's a wonderful, best picture in 1980. It was a wonderful film. And he comes to find out that he himself, there was some dark secret in their past, and there's just that moment of clarity, that he finds out, you know, I don't really believe in counseling. I don't think I really need counseling. But then he finds out, you know, maybe I do need to, I could, there's something I could learn. I'm not saying you have those dramatic moments in sessions with yourself, but do people come in skeptical at first when they think, mm-hmm. you know, this is really a waste of time and a waste of my money, and I'm really not going to get anything out of this?
Definitely, especially in couples. Usually with couples, one person wants the counseling and the other one is being dragged in there.
Yeah.
And so the one who isn't convinced takes some convincing.
Is it generally, I always live by and I'm probably wrong. I believe in the pie of blame, you know, that mm-hmm. something happens and in certain degree is this person's fault, another degree is this person's fault. Some of it's just pure chance, you know. Just the way things happen. But does generally speaking, is there usually not a 50-50 split, but when there's a couple's problem, is there usually two sides to the story?
Definitely, definitely. Uh-huh. It takes two people to ruin a marriage or uh-huh. a relationship. And the thing about blaming is, one thing I teach my clients is, if you're going to blame somebody, you're going to give away all your power.
Yeah.
You're basically saying, you have the power to rule my life.
Uh-huh.
So we try to teach people not to blame, not even to blame themselves, mm-hmm. but to just look at it as it is and then to make an informed decision about, do I want to continue like this or do I want to consider other options and choices now?
What happens when couples run into a situation? Why don't we start talking about cohabitation and maybe I deviated a little bit, but mm-hmm. What happens when one person just says, I don't want I like what I am. I'm maybe somebody who might be narcissistic, mm-hmm. judgmental, perfectionist. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that person says, I have done nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And this person is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens at that point? Is there any chance for still salvaging the relationship at that point?
Yeah. I would ask that person, okay, if you're very happy where you are, what does it do for you?
Uh-huh.
What is it doing for you? And they'll tell me. And then I'll say, now, is there anything that it's doing against you? And they'll tell me that. And I'll say, okay, so how do you want to play this? And most of the time when I ask them, what is it doing against you? It's a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah.
They realize it makes me feel lousy, makes me feel guilty, makes me feel like a failure.
So there are those moments that you do have, right, the ordinary people moments where people do get self-awareness and go, oh, I see what the issue was all this time, and,
right.
and there can be dramatic change.
There can be. I've seen it many, many times.
Well, one of the things too, I was thinking about. We talk about, of course, we live in a. It's tough to compete in the world today for the church to compete in the world that we live in today because the values of the church are so different than the values we have in public. But if there's any kind of way to make it the cool to wait until you're married, to make that the cool thing. You know, everybody wants to be cool. That's the word everybody wants to be. And if somehow the churches somehow could make it a cool to be, to save yourself for marriage, to make that the trendy, cool thing to do, I don't know how that's possible, but it's certainly a better, if I were to live my life over with, that's certainly what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to take that knowledge or what you get, wisdom, when you get older, and translate it to your children or younger
that
generations?
That is such a great question. That's such a great observation. Huh. We need to start teaching in the churches. We need to teach human sexuality and chastity. We need to address this issue from our perspective and mm-hmm. at least give young people a chance to know there is another perspective.
And I think there's a feeling that somehow the sexual gratification won't be as exciting if it's done the way the church wants it.
It's the exact opposite.
The passion and the fireworks is greater.
It is.
And it's hard. It's difficult for people to really understand that in our society, given what we see.
Yeah. Well, the society is lying. So we need to educate people. And, you know, when was the last time you ever heard a sermon on sexuality?
Mm-hmm. People don't talk about it.
No, because everybody's under conviction. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to address that issue, but we've got to start doing it or we're just going to give away all the ground to the world.
Yeah. Well, how is business over it? How are things at the growing place? Now you have some
events coming up. We're growing. We're moving into a whole new unit next door to us, thanks be to God. Uh-huh. And we run a lot of groups. We have a lot of classes. We have life coaches. We have counselors. Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing professional counseling. We're doing professional life coaching and education. Mm-hmm. So we're really one of a kind here in Chico.
They're located at 1074 East Avenue, the growing place. Gidi Hansen, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to give Gidi a call, if there's some issues that you're dealing with your family or with your loved one, with your husband or your wife, or with anybody, or you might have some issues, personal issues, some addictions that maybe you're confronting and can't beat, you might want to give her a call. Their number at the growing place is 588-0448. Good show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good day. Good job. Thank you.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
Summer brought to you by InMotion Fitness. 293,000 gallons of pure tropical pleasure. Come on, dive in. Sizzlin' summer specials are on now.
From Warner Brothers and Alcon Entertainment.
Welcome to Clearwater Marine Aquarium.
Looks like winter's being extra playful today.
On September 12th.
Winter needs to be paired with another female. I'm giving you 30 days.
All aboard, ready.
Believe in the spirit of friendship.
I don't want to look back on this knowing we didn't even try.
Sawyer's right.
And the power of hope.
We don't know if dolphins feel friendship. It feels like they do. And that's not a bad thing.
Dolphin Tale 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Start September 12th.